Kingdom Exhortations, June 2024. Read by Stephen Keysweater.
Good morning. The Apostle Paul begins 1 Timothy chapter 4 by explaining what the world will be like in the end times. The time in human history shortly before Jesus comes back, touches back down on earth, and establishes his rule and reign over all mankind. Quote, "The Spirit clearly says that in later times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons." 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. Written almost 2,000 years ago, this is a startling but accurate description of our current generation of humanity. Now, more than ever, we see people leaving the, quote, narrow road of biblical Christianity and, led along by spiritual forces of evil, turning to false religions that can and must only lead to an eternity in hell. Quote, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. Paul goes on to say that the false teachers that have turned away from biblical Christianity are in reality pretentious and disingenuous deceivers that have destroyed even their own conscience. They brazenly and foolishly add their own opinions and desires to Scripture to the point of even denying the plain commands of the Bible. Quote, "Such teachings come through hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared as with a hot iron. They forbid people to marry and order them to abstain from certain foods, which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and who know the truth. For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer." 1 Timothy 4, verses 2 through 5. It is essential for Christians to have an increasing lifestyle of prayer and thankfulness to our Heavenly Father, and to consistently read and study our Bible so that we may know and understand the truth and apply it to our daily lives. How much time do you spend each day in your devotional life with Jesus, reading Scripture, having times of prayer and thanksgiving, that you may grow as a true disciple of Jesus? How much time do you spend exhorting others to do the things the Scripture teaches and to stay away from the things that the Bible forbids? Quote, "If you point these things out to the brothers, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, brought up in the truths of the faith and of the good teaching that you have followed. Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come." 1 Timothy 4, verses 6 through 8. It's notable that Paul tells Timothy to, quote, "train yourself to be godly," verse 7. The life of a true disciple of Jesus Christ ought to be one of consistent training. Similar to anything in life, the harder we train ourselves to be disciplined and obedient followers of Jesus, the easier and more productive our lives will be in our walk with him. Someone who is truly trained at something isn't trying anymore. They are trained. A runner who consistently runs 10 miles a day isn't going to try to run 10 miles today. They will run 10 miles because they have trained themselves. In the same way, a Christian who has daily trained themselves to be a disciplined disciple of Jesus isn't going to try to walk with Jesus and obey him. They will walk with him, reading and studying his word, spending time in prayer and thanksgiving, having times of fellowship with others, exhorting them to work on training themselves to more diligently love and follow Jesus. Led by the Holy Spirit, Paul skillfully inserts the gospel of Jesus Christ, strongly affirming not only its absolute necessity in the lives of all human beings, but boldly maintaining that it is the reason and purpose for why we diligently run after Jesus as the only way we can approach God. Quote, "This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance, and for this we labor and strive, that we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, and especially of those who believe." 1 Timothy 4, verses 9 and 10. It's essential that we believe and understand that God, in the person of Jesus Christ, entered this world and lived a perfect life on our behalf, died a perfect, torturous death on our behalf, and was raised from the dead. It is only by genuinely trusting and receiving Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins and the salvation of our soul that we will be delivered from an eternity in hell and go to heaven when we die. Quote, "Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." John 1, verse 12. Paul concludes by encouraging and exhorting Timothy, a man perhaps in his mid-30s, to use his God-given gifts to be a strong and bold example of what it really looks like in speech and practice to be a genuine disciple of Jesus. He reminds him to be devoted to Scripture and to use it as the absolute foundation of his preaching and teaching. This is certainly an example for us to follow, not only as ministers, but also as Christians, looking to grow and please Jesus in everything. Quote, "Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching, and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through a prophetic message when the body of elders laid their hands on you." 1 Timothy 4, verses 11 through 14. Let us go now and seriously consider the times we're living in. Based on a clear reading of Scripture, there can be little doubt that we are now living in the, quote, end times, the time in history shortly before the return of Christ. Keep in mind that it was Jesus who decided the exact time that you would live and the exact place in the world you would be born. Quote, "From one man he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the times set for them and the exact places where they should live." Acts 17, verse 26. Be on your guard against false teachers that foolishly proclaim and teach things contrary to the Bible and the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus is the only way to have our sins forgiven, to avoid an eternity in hell, and to go to heaven when we die. Quote, "Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14, verse 6. Take time to truly examine yourself and your walk and devotion to Jesus. How much time do you spend each day in prayer, praise, thanksgiving, Bible study, and in fellowship with other Christians? Are you training yourself to be more like Jesus in every aspect of your life? Quote, "Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good." 1 Peter 2, verses 3 and 4. Be intentional about using your time, gifts, talents, and your money in the service of Jesus Christ in his kingdom so that others might see your growth in Christ and, most of all, that you might be more and more pleasing to Jesus in everything you say and do. Quote, "Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers." 1 Timothy 4, verses 15 and 16. May God bless you all.
Kingdom Exhortations are written by John Morton, Dave Anderson, and Tom Anderson. For more information about our ministry, please visit www.kingdomd.org. Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from past sins. 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 9.